As Christians, we all have many goals and aspirations for our Christian lives and our service to God. And we are commanded to have brotherly love and an orderly life. But that's just scratching the surface of the many things that we are required to do as Christians. And our overall goal should be perfection or completeness or maturity, as described by Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. As Jesus introduced his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 48, he introduces the concept of perfection. There in verse 48, he says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." This direct command of Jesus seems to be very daunting and maybe even a little scary to many people when they read that word perfect. It's because the word perfect has been given a negative connotation in our society today. And many of us have given in to this very common societal ideology that since perfection is impossible, we shouldn't even attempt it, desire it, or pursue it. Now, I'm a neat freak, and I like to have things a certain way. I like for my bed to be made a certain way. I eat my food one thing at a time, counterclockwise around my plate, and I'm very picky about those kind of things. But my family and I just moved to a new house in town, and I have a concrete driveway that goes all the way up to my house. I've never had that before. That's always been a long gravel driveway, and I really like to keep the yard mowed a certain way, really short. I don't like there to be any uneven spots in the yard. I like it to be perfect. And whenever you have a gravel driveway, you can't get close to the rocks without throwing them into oblivion or into a car or something like that. So it's important that you stay away from it. But now I have a concrete drive. So I decided I wanted to start edging the grass along my driveway. So I got my weed eater out, and I turned it up on its side, and I focused on that space between the grass and the concrete. I went down the driveway, and I got to the bottom, and I turned around expecting to see a perfectly straight line. But when I turned around, of course, it wasn't perfect. There were mistakes. There were some bad spots. It was crooked. And of course, me being the neat freak that I am, I couldn't stand it. So I turned around and I got my weed eater up on its side again, and I went back up the driveway, turned around once again. It's still not perfect. And I can't stand it. You know, I can't stand it. So I had to turn around. I said, one more time. I'm going to do this one more time. So I turned my weed eater up on its side. I went down, had my eyes focused on that space between the gravel, between the concrete and the grass. And I went really slow and I was really careful, and I got to the bottom and I said, it has to be perfect this time. But I turned around and still, it wasn't perfect. So I said the same thing to myself that all of us say when we get to that point in our project where we have decided that that's the best we can do. We say, it'll have to do. It'll have to do. And that phrase, it'll have to do, should never become a part of our vocabulary as Christians when it comes to spiritual things in our Christian lives. Sometimes we get in a rut in our worship, in our giving, in our singing, in our prayer lives. But is that what God expects of us? Is that what Jesus commanded there in Matthew 5 and verse 48? Truly striving for perfection is arriving at that it'll have to do moment. And instead of accepting it and stopping, you keep going. You keep trying, you keep striving, and build upon that which you already know. That is the point of Jesus' command in Matthew 5 and 48. Now, Jesus fully understood that none of us are capable, and none of us have the ability to be perfect. We can never attain perfection, but that was a goal that we have to set for ourselves to continue pursuing that. We all have the ability to pursue perfection. But never let that phrase, it'll have to do, enter into your vocabulary. Don't let that enter into any aspect of your Christian life. That's my challenge to everyone here. Therefore, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I will leave you with the words of Paul to the church of Philippi in Philippians chapter 3. He said, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Thank you.